Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the celebrity buzz with a freaking recap on Power 101.7.
All right, so I know you got a lot of stories to get into, Jess, but I wanted to go over some lists.
Yeah, I love the list.
Yes, so Google releases top trending searches for 2025. All right, in entertainment and sports. Yeah. And I have some of them for you, some of the highlights. All right, top five, what we're searching for, what we searched for this past year. All right, people. Mm-hmm. Number five, Pope Leo the 14th.
Oh, as one of the most searched?
Yeah. Okay. Also, because we got a new Pope.
He is awesome, yeah.
Erica Kirk.
Oh, okay.
Singer and murder suspect David. Also, Charlie Kirk shooting suspect Tyler Robinson.
Oh, gosh.
And New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. All right. Top search deaths in 2025.
Oh, man.
Number one, Charlie Kirk. Two, Gene Hackman. Ozzy Osbourne. Food Network star Ann Burrell.
Yeah.
And Diane Keaton.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Movies. K-pop Demon Hunters.
You know what?
Sinners.
That's the truth on that one.
A Minecraft movie. Happy Gilmore 2 and Thunderbolts.
Okay.
TV shows. Again, these are all top searched in Google this past year. The Hunting Wives, The White Lotus, The Pit, The Summer I Turned Pretty, and Squid Game. Casts, like people in movies. Mm-hmm. K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
The Hunting Wives, Ransom Canyon, and Mobland. Top five reunions that we searched. Okay. Love Island, Baddies Midwest, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Baddies Africa, and Love is Blind Season 8.
Love is Blind.
The top five songs that were searched. Wood by Taylor Swift, DTMF, Bad Bunny, Golden, K-pop Demon Hunters. Let's see, The Fate of Ophelia, Taylor, and Father Figure Taylor. Top five podcasts, New Heights, number one, The Charlie Kirk Show, number two. In my opinion, Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson. This is Gavin Newsom and Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Athletes, Shedeur Sanders, Terrence Crawford, who's a boxer, Cooper Flagg, Dallas Mavericks, Cam Scataboo, the Giants, and Micah Parsons, Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my gosh.
Sports teams, number one searched, Seattle Mariners. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City Thunder, Indiana Pacers, the Blue Jays, and Paris Saint Germain FC, who's a soccer player.
Okay.
And let's see here, games. Top five most searched games. Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, Battlefield 6, Hollow Knight, Silksong, ARC Raiders, and Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion Remastered. Those are the top five searched games in 2025. So that's all according to Google. The lists are coming out, so we'll see how it rounds out at the end of the year.
Yeah. And some of those I'm surprised, but then some of them I'm like, yep, I already know it. I already know.
You already know. Jess, what else is going on today?
Yeah, so Sydney Sweeney has responded to all of the backlash around her 2025 American Eagle Great Jeans campaign, saying that that she does stand against hate and everyone being divided. She told People magazine that she was honestly surprised by the reaction to the ads, and she regrets staying silent earlier. She says, "My silence has only widened the divide." She says that she always tries to bring people together. And Meghan Markle emailed her estranged father, Thomas, after learning that he had emergency surgery. He had to have a leg amputation in the Philippines. A report claims that Thomas, 81, said that he was confused by the claim and insisted that he had not heard from her. But People magazine is insisting that Meghan did, and she has called several hospitals to locate him and sought advice from his acquaintances on how it is best to reach him as he recovers. And Billy McFarland, known for his Fyre Festival, well, apparently he successfully held a live event in Honduras on Saturday. It was a festival. It featured real performances. French Montana was there. The attendance was very low, only a few hundred people. And also a $6.99 live stream drew about 100 viewers at its peak. Technical issues, including two power outages, interrupted some of the sets.
Jess loves talking about him.
I do.
You love him.
I am intrigued. And Miley Cyrus, you know, some people have a fear of spiders and heights and even dying. Well, Miley Cyrus, her fear is paper. She was on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday night, and she says that this has caused such a problem in her daily life that she's even known for being a Grinch during Christmas time because of her issue with wrapping paper. She has an issue with how it feels and the way that it sounds, especially if it touches her dry hands, which is common during the winter. She says there does need to be some sort of intervention, and I am going to look into it. She says that she is even thinking about getting hypnotized because it's affecting her everyday life. She's even thrown away handwritten letters because of her fear, and she prefers people to text, email, or even a phone call, and she thinks that cardboard paper is the absolute worst, and she makes her fiance open packages outside of the house. That's how bad it is.
Outside? Wow.
She has him open the packages and boxes outside of the house. She can't use wrapping paper. She can't use tissue paper. It's affecting her everyday life, and now she's thinking about getting hypnotized for it.
She's one of those?
Her phobia, and that's her fear.
What is that thing? They have like a show about that.
Yeah, I don't know the name of this particular phobia, but yes, she has it.
That's crazy. Yeah,
whatever it is with paper. And Diddy's mom, I know that I mentioned this earlier, but she's making the headlines. Her name is Janice Combs, and she has now publicly responded to the Netflix docuseries about her son. She claims that the series contains lies and inaccuracies about Sean and his upbringing. The series, Sean Combs, The Reckoning, dropped on Netflix on December the 2nd, and she's now sharing her thoughts. In a statement that has been published on December the 6th, she said about this four-part series that it contains all these lies and inaccuracies about his life. She says that there was false things being said about his upbringing, his family life, and she says that this was intentionally done to mislead viewers and further harm our reputation. She went on to specifically cite an interview from the first episode of the series that does explore a 1991 incident in which 9 people died during a stampede at a charity basketball game promoted by Diddy at the City College of New York. In the interview, Sean's former friend and colleague, Kirk, claimed that he saw the singer slap his mother that day, something that she denies as well.
The allegations, I'm a slappy Obama.
Well, the allegation stated that Mr. Kirk is sick, saying that my son slapped me while we were conversing after the tragic City College events on December the 28th in 1991. That is inaccurate and it is false, she said in her statement. She says that was a very sad day for all of us, and for him to use this tragedy and incorporate fake narratives to further his prior failed and current attempts to gain what never was his, Bad Boy Records, is wrong, outrageous, and just past offensive.
Well, if you haven't seen the documentary, it's on Netflix and it's good.
Yep.
It's a four-parter.
Yeah. You got to check it out.
So